Gonna warn you right now, I am multitasking while recording this episode, and we all know that multitasking is actually impossible for humans, despite how much people think they can do it. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan, but you can also go fuck yourself. And you can shove your opinion up your ass that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And if you've been around for a while, you know there is a third possibility. You could be wrong, and I could be right. Because conflict dualism, I've talked about that before, conflict dualism doesn't really work. Well, not in all cases. I mean, occasionally there might be some times, right? Fine. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I am here to slaughter conflict dualism, feminism, statism, all that other bullshit. Because this right here is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. Homes in on, it destroys. Absolutely fucking destroys. Stupid motherfucking statist all over the planet. So yeah, goddamn it, there it is. Now originally I was supposed to be doing something else this morning, but there's this thing in the world called flakiness. And a lot of people have flakiness, especially a lot of women. Women, because they're like, oh, I have a vajayjay. I can be as flaky as I want to be. I don't have to follow. And no, it wasn't a date or anything. It was not a romantic or sexual thing. It was a business deal, but of course women have vajayjays, which I also find fascinating that women call it a vajayjay. This goes back to what I said before about how women are always trying to present themselves as children. And then they wonder, of course, why are you mansplaining to me? Why are you patronizing me? Well, let's see, I don't know. You take all these selfies from up in the air pointed down at you so that you look like a small child. You fucking talk in baby talk. You call the pieces parts of your anatomy. I have a it's my vajayjay. Vajayjay? And you say, do you mean vagina? Do you mean uterus? Do you mean clitoris? I mean, can you not, you know, when you talk in baby talk, I get my vajayjay. If you're going to talk to me in baby talk, I'm going to talk to you like you're a fucking baby. So that was me multitasking. You notice how I can't do two things at once? I love these. I can multitask. No, you can't. You actually can't. I talked about it before. I'll just mention it again. There was See, this is me multitasking and fucking up again. There's this this movie, this documentary, where they're talking about how humans can't multitask, and they went out and they found this guy who was like, I can multitask like a motherfucker. I am so cool. Dun, dun, dun. Multitasking Bob. And they said, okay, great, multitasking Bob. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in a car. You're going to drive the car, and you have to drive the car around these orange cones. And at the same time, you're going to talk on a cell phone, and the person on the cell phone is going to ask you to do math, like, you know, 18 plus 47 or whatever. And you have to do the math and tell him the correct answer in your head while driving around the cones. Well, needless to say, he failed fucking miserably. He hit a bunch of the cones with the car, and he got the math wrong. You can't fucking multitask. Stop fucking telling me, I can multitask. No, you can't. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. All right, here we go. Let me get started. Where are my fucking notes? Okay, here we go. This is all just, we were not going to record this morning, but then the flakiness happened, and I was going to do a repeat today, and I called Randy. I said, Randy, I got unexpected free time, what the fuck are you doing? And she said, well, I'm trying to have a life, you asshole. And I said, I don't give a fuck about your life, get to the recording studio. So here we are, we're going to bang this out just like it's a motherfucking bitch in heat. Bang, bang, bang. All right, first of all, I want to talk about this. These are all just random things I have laying around. I have talked in the past about, here comes the train, of course, talked about in the past about my friend who can't go out in the sunlight, right? Because, well, and friend, I'm saying that loosely. She's my token, she's the one liberal Democrat feminist that I keep in contact with on a semi-regular basis, because she allows me to experience things I might not otherwise experience, such as when she said that one time that studies have proven that women are better financial planners than men are, which of course made me laugh like a motherfucker. I did a podcast about that because we know that's complete bullshit. Speaking of that, I want to start doing this on a regular basis. A couple episodes ago, I talked about the no glass ceilings investing option from Moffitt Investing, and I was looking at the post. I completely forgot to put a fucking link to it in there, so I'm going to go back and edit that and put the link in. So anyhow, I'm going to do a female CEO check-in on a regular basis. So at the time, they were down over the last year, over the last month, and over the last day. Today, they are only down, their 1 year return is only down 8% instead of 10%. Their 1 month return is actually up 1.3%, and their daily change is up 1%. Ooh, the women in the glass ceilings, man, they are turning a profit. Now, if you actually look at the individual breakdown, you'll see again that the best performing stock they have is Reynolds America, RJ Reynolds, the cigarette manufacturing company. All their other good performing stocks are consumer products and services, because women spend money, except of course General Motors, which is still down despite having been bailed out by my tax money. And of course in technology, let's see, where's Yahoo? Oh, Yahoo is only down 31.9%. Good job, Marissa Meyer, whatever the fuck your name is. Go listen to my four-part podcast where I talk about the book, Marissa Meyer and Yahoo, or Yahoo and Marissa Meyer, whatever the fuck it's called. Search the website. Yes, Yahoo, run by a woman. People could not stop kissing her ass when she got that job. Oh, she was a fucking savior. Yahoo stock is down 31.9%. The only technology stocks that are up that have women in the upper echelons, General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin. Why? Because they both have defense contracts. Oh, yeah. Hold on, I'm about to multitask. All right, done multitasking for a minute. So anyhow, every once in a while, we're going to check in. We're going to see how the girls are doing, because we know that, of course, studies have shown that women are better financial planners than men. That's why the companies that have them as CEOs are losing value. And, of course, that's why so many women are on welfare, don't have any fucking money, because they're all so great at financial planning. Actually, we know, of course, it's because of the evil patriarchy. It's because white men like myself oppress women. Every time a woman goes out and tries to make any money, I physically prevent her from making money because I'm white, heterosexual, and I can do math. All right, what was I talking about before I got distracted? Yes, my token liberal Democrat feminist left-wing libtard friend who I keep around so that I can keep touch with this sort of stupidity. So as I've mentioned before, she can't sit outside when we go to a restaurant or a bar. So if we're going to a restaurant or a bar and we're going to sit on the patio, even if it's under the shade, even if it's a cloudy day, she can't come because sunlight cannot touch her skin. And I made fun of her in the past for being a vampire. I sent one of my other friends that she likes more than me to explore this topic, because we were trying to figure out, because the rest of us all want to sit outside. And so, again, I've said this before, this is why you can't have left-wing statist friends. I can be friends with a right-wing statist to an extent. I mean, there's a point where they get cut off too. But left-wing statist, you really just can't be friends with these people. And this is why. Because we're going out, we're going to a bar, everybody wants to sit outside except her. So everybody has to sit inside the building instead of on the patio, because what is democracy? What is statism? Statism and democracy are dragging everything down to the level of the least competent, least capable person in the fucking group. When you look around at the society we have right now in the United States of America, and you see everything that's fucked up, everything you see that's fucked up in our society right now, is a result of having to dumb everything down to the lowest level, of having to go out of our way to protect the least competent, least capable people in society, the people whose DNA should be removed from the gene pool. You've heard this before, you just heard it again, you're going to hear it in the future. DNA, gene pool, chlorine, god damn it. We used to have this thing called natural selection. So anyhow, here's the deal. We found out the reason she doesn't want to sit outside is because she's afraid that if the sun gets on her body, she will get skin cancer. Now look, people, which part of natural selection? Look, you, and remember, this is a libtard. She believes in global warming. She thinks studies have shown that women are better financial planners than men. She believes in science. Okay, let's talk about science for a minute. Evolution. Humans, some of those of you who have listened for a long time, you've heard this before, you can go to sleep. Humans evolved outdoors. Outdoors, there's a thing called sunlight. Now, humans evolved living in sunlight. If you have a human and the human gets skin cancer and dies because sunlight is touching its skin, that's an indicator that that human's DNA is broken and should not be passed on because that human is not fit to live in the fucking environment. Now, of course, we've isolated humans from natural selection. We're keeping all these people alive longer. Oh, you have genetic diseases. Okay, one time if you had a genetic, and I know, you hate poor people. You hate black people. You hate disabled people. Whatever. No, I'm talking about motherfucking evolution. It doesn't have anything to do with your fucking feelings. There was a time when people who were physically too damaged to survive in the environment did not survive long enough to reproduce and pass on their DNA. Now that we as a society, the royal we right there, now that the state is keeping these people alive, they're reproducing, and the human species as a whole is becoming more and more genetically broken. Now, of course, you're saying, you're like Adolf Hitler, you want to exterminate. Well, I kind of do. But no, I'm not actually calling for the government. I'm an anarchist. I don't want a government. I'm not calling for the government to decide who should go in concentration camps and be killed off like Hitler did with the Jews, like FDR did with the Japanese, like the government in the United States did with the American Indians. No, I'm not asking for the government to make the decisions about who should be exterminated so as to clean up the gene pool. Hang on a minute. I'm going to multitask. This time my multitasking merely consisted of turning on the fucking fan because suddenly it's getting hot. It's getting hot in here because my brain is overheating and kicking ass. Go away. There we go. All right. DNA, gene pool. See, I multitasked and my entire fucking train of thought just derailed. Multitasking, it doesn't work. Trust me on this. Okay. Not saying the government should determine who should be alive and not alive, or rather it should be the government should not be determining whose DNA gets passed on. Natural selection should determine whose DNA gets passed on. It's really that fucking simple, guys. Just you get rid of the state, you bring back natural selection. Anyway, so she can't go out in the sunlight because she might get skin cancer. The whole natural selection is not even the fucking point of this. That's just me rambling. She rides a bicycle. When she rides a bicycle, she wears this entire layer from almost head to toe, not just of clothing so that sun doesn't touch her skin, like long sleeves all the time, big hat so there's no sun can get to her neck, But on top of that, she wears all these reflectors and bright orange stuff because so nobody will hit her. And I'm just looking at this person and I'm thinking, this is the typical left-wing statist libtard who goes through life terrified of everything. She has the fear of sunlight because she might get cancer. She has this fear when riding her bike that somebody might hit her on their car. And so she's got, which, I mean, is a legitimate fear. Jesus Christ, people get hit on their bicycles by cars all the fucking time. But the layers of reflective material aren't going to help that much. And I look at this person, and I think there is a classic example of someone whose only purpose in being alive is to consume resources, pay taxes, and vote Democrat every 2 years. It's a little harsh of me to say this, I know that, but I've known this person for years, and This is a fact. This is a person who, I don't know what she does with her life because she has no fucking friends outside of us. Like when we get together, we're all sitting around, we're always talking about, oh yeah, I went out with people and we did this, and we went out with people, we did that, and we went out with people, we did that. She's never yet, in years, had a story of something she did with some other people who were not us. She wanders from one dead-end job to another. She's unattractive. She's overweight. She votes liberal Democrat at every opportunity. She's a feminist. She's a statist. It's like she's not creating or doing anything with her life. She's one of you people out there. She is the consummate sheeple. She gets up every day and she goes through the motions so that she can make the money to pay the taxes, to pay off shit tons of debt, of course, to pay off her shit tons of debt so that the banking corporations can make a bunch of money, even though I bailed them out with my tax money. And she goes to her shitty jobs, and she makes the money, and she pays the banks, and she pays the government so that Obama can murder people in foreign countries with flying robots, and she goes through life terrified of sunlight, and she has no friends, and you look at these people like, Jesus fucking Christ. If we didn't have statism, if she had been raised in an anarcho-capitalist society where all of her fears and terrors were not magnified by the system, were not magnified by statism, where she wasn't constantly told she was a victim and she deserved things and she was a snowflake and she had rights and all this other shit. Could she have been Could she have been a self-aware entity who was capable of actualizing creative talents and bringing useful things into the world and doing more with her life than just living in fear of sunlight, paying taxes, and voting for Democrats? I mean, that is her life. Shitty jobs, pay taxes, pay off debt, vote Democrat. Is that really the best? And that's this fucking sad part, is that for so many of you people out there, those of you who are statist, that is the best that you can do. And in an anarcho-capitalist society, either you would be dead, natural selection, thank you, or you would have transcended all of that, and you would be a much greater, better, more vibrant, more interesting, more articulate, more intelligent, more creative person than you are today. And I find that odd too. How many of you statists out there really don't want to be more than you are? You're perfectly happy paying your taxes, paying the corporations, buying consumer shit, doing your shitty jobs. And yes, again, all jobs are shitty. There's different levels of shitty job, but ultimately all jobs are shitty to some extent, because as I've said before, if people have to pay you to do it, they're having to pay you to do it because it ain't no fun. Right? Nobody has to pay me to go hiking up in the mountains. Nobody has to pay me, although you should pay me, to do this podcast. Nobody has to pay me to talk to cute girls. I do those things for free because they're fun. I enjoy them. So all jobs suck, but there can be less sucky. There could be jobs where you don't actually hate going there every single time you go there. I know for some of you it's hard to believe, and believe me, I've had the jobs I hated going to, and you get the fuck away from them as soon as you can. But she's just bounced from one to the other her entire life. And the other thing is, she has some talents, she has some ideas, and I've encouraged her to start her own business doing some things that she knows how to do and can do really well. And of course, because she's a libtard, she hates capitalism, and she's lazy, and she fucking expects handouts, she won't get off her ass and do the work necessary to start a business on the side, which would, you know, and what she does, what her talent is, it's not going to do something, it's not, God, I can't fucking talk. I'm not even multitasking, and I can't fucking talk. It's not something that she'd throw up her shingle and get rich the next day, but it's the kind of thing she can do in her off hours and develop over time, which one day could evolve into something that would make her a lot of money, because it's a service that she can provide, which requires skill and talent, and she does have it. I have seen her do this. She does have the skill and the talent in this right here. I've seen it in action, and it's impressive. And it's a skill and a talent that people will pay large sums of money for. And yet, just brain dead. Absolutely fucking no ambition. She just wants to go to her shitty job and vote Democrat. That's all she wants to do with her life. Shitty job, vote Democrat. Shitty job, vote Democrat. It's Wednesday, what am I doing today? Oh, I'm going to my shitty job that I hate, and then I'm going to vote Democrat. Let's see, what's on my agenda for Thursday? Let's see, Thursday, shitty job, vote Democrat. Friday, shitty job, vote Democrat. What's going on this weekend? Let's see, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to avoid sunlight because I might get cancer, and vote Democrat. I mean, that's her life. Avoiding sunlight, shitty job, voting Democrat. She has the potential to be more, but she hasn't got the drive or the desire to be more. Natural selection, where are you when we need you? I think I've pounded that into the ground. I could probably move the fuck on now. If you don't get the point by now, you never will. If you don't get the point by now, you're the person I'm talking about, okay? Next up. Now, I can watch a football game just like anybody else can. Well, maybe I say anybody else. There's people who can, I'm sure can't stand football. If I walk into, say, a bar and there's a football game on TV, I'll look at it. Now, if a Texas team is playing, like the Longhorns or the Aggies, I might even get into it a little bit. Yeah, go Longhorns, man. Hook 'em horns. Fuck you. Kill those goddamn Nebraska. In for knowledge. Whatever. But listening to grown men, and I use the word, actually both words, I'm using pretty fucking loosely here, grown and men, listening to quote unquote grown men talk about football. Oh my God. Oh, you know, if people would put the effort into understanding economics and philosophy that they put into understanding football, we could eliminate statism in a couple of weeks. I was listening to two grown men talk about football and their fantasy football. And again, this shows you how pathetic the statist is. That this is, yeah, my fantasy football, and I did this, and I did, and this was like this hour-long conversation. The most hilarious part, the part that inspired me to even talk about this, was when one of these grown men said to the other grown man, quote, "I've had the worst tight end problems," unquote. And I just thought, this is the gayest conversation. Like, listening to these two men talk about football and football players. I mean, it's like listening to two gay guys talk about other guys they want to have sex with. Maybe, I guess you even say it's like listening to two guys talk about women they want to have sex with, or like listening to two women talk about men they want to have sex with. I don't necessarily have to go to homosexual men on this. And I wonder how much of the obsession with football is a channeling of sexual frustration. I don't have any scientific studies on this. Just me throwing out a theory. Just if you're a football person, listen to yourself. Dude, the Broncos, man. Dude, John Elway. Oh, my God. He is so awesome. Did you see John Elway when he threw that pass? Oh, my God. And he put his arm back. And did you see his form? Did you see how good his form was when he let... No, I don't really look at other guys' bodies and think about how good their form is. Sorry. But it's just, listen to yourself. And if you're not a football person, listen to the people around you talking about football. Tell me if you hear some sexual frustration going on there. It's just pretty fucking bizarre. Another stupid thing I heard. I know some people who go to Burning Man. Ooh, Burning Man, dude. So, alright, now, Burning Man. There's a level on which Burning Man is, and this is an important thing. At the beginning of this podcast, I made my little crack-ass remark about conflict dualism, right? I've talked about this before. Ambivalence, actual legitimate ambivalence. And this is, I saw a quote from Stefan Molyneux, something to the effect of, you know, not having somebody make your decisions for you, or not having a firm ideology, or not having like these established beliefs means that you have to embrace ambivalence. And I think a lot of people don't understand what that means, what ambivalence means. And hopefully I'm using, all right, hold on. Let me multitask here, because God knows I could be using the word wrong. Ambivalence. Let me look up the definition of ambivalence to make sure I actually know what the fuck I'm talking. See how I do this? You see how when I'm talking about something and I think I could be wrong about something, do you notice how I utilize the internet for, instead of downloading pornography or posting selfies of me with my fucking Starbucks coffee, see, I use technology in order to go get information, and I just Googled it, and of course the first thing that came up on Google, we know that must be right, because it's Google. Ambivalence, the state of having mixed feelings or contradictory ideas about something or someone. Okay, good, so I'm actually using the word to mean what the fuck I think it means. I think recognizing ambivalence is an important thing. Randy, what in the fuck was I Oh, Burning Man. Okay, God damn it. My brain hurts. Is it? It's 11. Okay, I'm good. I ain't gotta be anywhere till, I gotta be there at 12:30. So you gotta get me out of here by 12. Ambivalence. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And I had coffee this morning too. And oh, I didn't have alcohol. Ambivalence. Burning Man is something I am truly ambivalent about. Now, on one hand, there's a theater technician side of me, because I know some theater people that go to Burning Man, and their pyro guys and lighting guys and stuff like that. And they build giant things and they put all kinds of great lights in them, and then they blow them up and burn them down. And that's fucking awesome. Dude, I love blowing shit up. It's great. You know, I was in the military, I blew shit up, I worked with demolitions there. I've blown up some smaller shit in theater and stuff like that. It's obviously you're not using good stuff like dynamite, TNT, C4, plastic explosives, things like that. Hand grenades. Oh, yeah. Woo, cool. And oh, hand grenades. Hand grenades are fun. So there's this part of me that looks at Burning Man and says, damn, man, that is really fucking cool. But then there's the other part of Burning Man, which is, of course, the left-wing statism, the dope smoking, the drugs, the, dude, I'm so cool, I went to Burning Man. I mean, no, Burning Man is a really interesting concept. There's some great stuff that goes on, but you're not cool because you went to Burning Man. I mean, what did you actually do? You just went there, you rode around on your bicycle for however many days, and you smoked a bunch of dope. You didn't really do any of the amazing stuff that happened there. So Burning Man, I'm ambivalent about it. I have conflicted feelings. There's parts of it that are really fucking amazing. There's parts of it that are just stupider than shit. Somebody made a statement about Burning Man, which again illustrates how incredibly fucking stupid you statists actually are. This also brings me home to the book I am still reading and will discuss in the future. What the hell is it called? Where is it? It's not in here. The Greenwash Effect, the Greenwashing, something like that. It's the book, I've talked about it a couple of times already, where the global warming wacko writes about how corporations and businesses and people claim to be quote-unquote green when in fact they're not even remotely green. This idiot says, quote, Burning Man is zero footprint, unquote. Now, I'm a little bit unsure how you use all that electricity, burn and blow up all of that stuff, and burn all of those fossil fuels, not to mention smoke all that dope, and have a zero footprint on the environment. This is a great example of how gullible and dumb you statists actually are. Just because when the event is over, somebody picks up all the trash, and I'm assuming they actually do pick up all the trash, and I find that a little hard to believe in itself. So you got this big thing and you blow it up and shit flies everywhere. Do you really go pick up every little piece of it? I don't know. Maybe they do. But the idea that this is zero footprint, of course, what about all of the fossil fuels burned so that everybody can get from wherever they are to Burning Man? Right? You people have got to get over this fucking, it's green, it's zero footprint, it's carbon neutral shit. And that's what this entire book I'm reading is about, which when we get to discussing that book, you'll hear some specific stories. Again, the book is fucking brilliant. I could just read the entire thing on this podcast. It's really well done. And as I've said before, the great thing is the person who writes it is a global warming wacko. He believes in global warming. So when he says this, you might fucking pay attention. When I tell you that corporations that claim to be carbon neutral are lying to you, you know, I just get accused of hating the environment, hating black people, hating poor people, hating children, hating transsexuals, you know, hating women. You know, and just all that other shit. But when a global warming wacko says it, maybe you will pay attention. Well, then again, you're a statist and you're just not very fucking smart, are you? What's next? Okay, here's one. Just throwing this out for those of you who think you're so fucking intelligent. Going outdoors and trying to use a weak public Wi-Fi signal to stream video is not really a fucking good idea. Because a weak Wi-Fi signal is not going to do very good at streaming video. Jesus Christ, people. How can you people be this fucking dumb? All right. Now, let's move on to something of semi-substance. Yes, there's going to be substance on this podcast. All right, hang on. I got to multitask. Oh, God. No, I'm not available all day tomorrow. I fucking told you that. I have to fucking do other gig. Tomorrow's Thursday. Jesus fucking Christ. Is tomorrow, Randy? It's tomorrow Thursday. Thank you. Thank God you're here, because fuck knows if I did not have you, if I didn't have you to remind me what day of the week it is, I would be fucked. I know, you guys love listening to me type. Sorry. See, I'm doing this thing called... Okay, I can do this again. See, I do this thing called creating value for other people, and they pay me money for that. See, instead of just, like my vampire friend, instead of just voting Democrat all the time and getting welfare... Actually, as far as I know, she's not on welfare. So, that was uncalled for, but I did it anyway. But for those of you who are on welfare, who all you do is vote Democrat every 2 years and sit at home watching reality TV, see, I do this thing called creating value for other people. So right this minute, I'm responding to somebody who wants me to come fucking create some value in exchange for some money, but unfortunately, I'm already creating value for somebody else in exchange for money, and so I can't fucking do it. And this is what happens when you actually have skills and talents and abilities, is people will want you to come do stuff for them and give them money, and you will actually reach a point where you have to say no to people because you're already doing enough stuff over here, you can't do any more. Some of you have no idea what the fuck that's like because you have no skill, you have no talent, but you probably have a liberal arts degree. I met this chick, when was it? 2 days ago. Like, what are you majoring in? She's majoring in one of my favorite degrees ever. International relations. I still don't know what the fuck. Wow, I sure wish I had an international relations major here right now. That would solve all of our problems. I mean, another fucking welfare recipient. She's going to get a job in a nonprofit. She's going to live off of my tax money. She's going to be a fucking parasite. She had big, fat, kind of flabby-ish ass. And she's international relations. Yep, another parasite is about to graduate from college. All right. So now, I've already told you. Nope, already fucking told you I can't work tomorrow. You just don't pay attention. It's okay. I'm used to it. Alright. Hold on. I know you guys are sick of listening to me fuck around. I'm trying to find the goddamn... Because this is on the interwebs. Oh, let me find the link. God damn it. Let me close that. Here we go. Oh, this is from... This is older than I thought it was. Hold on, I'm checking myself here. Look at this. When was this published? March 20th, 2013. And this is from April 12th, 2012. excuse me. 7 Afghan refugees to Sweden were convicted of a gruesome mass rape. The prosecutor said it was the most gruesome rape marathon in the nation's history. Well, that he knows of. I mean, he doesn't really know. Nearly a dozen Afghans raped a 29-year-old mother of two, a caretaker, nonstop for 7 hours. Afghan asylum seekers at the Mirhaluwij whatever refugee camp tasked a friend with bringing a woman to the refugee camp so they could rape her. The main character, Rafi Baduri or something like that, went to the home of a 29-year-old female caretaker. Now, what the fuck is a caretaker? I don't know what that means in this context. Does that mean, like, stay-at-home mother? Or I have no clue. Just throwing that out, I don't know what the fuck that means. He tricked her into his car and took her to the refugee housing where he and the others raped her. The young mother of two children was taken to the refugee camp under false pretense where a dozen asylum seekers were. All right, here's the first thing I want to say is, as far as I've seen from typing stuff into Google and reading whatever comes up, because it must be true because it's on Google, I haven't seen anything yet about this woman's husband. Does she have a husband? She is a single mother. Now, more importantly, there's two really important things here. The first one is that Afghan refugees, Muslims, gang raping women, where are the feminists? Where are the feminists on this? The second thing that is important here is, and I've talked about this a couple of times already, where is the fabled female bullshit detector? I keep having to hear from all angles, from women, from femisimp men, from pickup artists, everybody out there keeps talking about this bullshit detector that women have. That, you know, you gotta be genuine. You can't just bullshit women because they can detect, they can tell when you're sincere and when you're not. If women have such great bullshit detectors, how do they get tricked into an automobile and taken to a refugee camp where they get gang raped? I mean, you're at home and you're a mother of two people. You're at your house. There's a knock on the door. You open the door. There's this, God, do I dare, I'm just going to say it. There's this smelly Afghan Muslim guy standing there. You've never seen it. The charges of racism begin. You don't, but remember, because we got to defend this guy because he's a fucking rapist. The feminist will get pissed off because I call him a fucking smelly Afghan Muslim guy, because they're going to defend the fucking rapist. That's the beauty of feminism, is it's so fucked up that feminists will defend men who are rapists at the same time accusing men who are not rapists of being rapists. So this smelly Afghan Muslim guy is standing on your doorstep. You've never seen him before. He tricks you into his car? Where's the female bullshit detector? What'd you do with your kids? You just, what, left the two fucking kids at home? Well, you went off with this random person you've never seen before in your life? I would love to know how he tricked her into the car. I haven't seen that information yet. I would love to find out. But this is what's interesting to me about feminism. Femistatism, I should say, is that the femistatist say, well, we have to let all these refugees in because otherwise white men are racist, sexist, homophobic. So all the refugees come in. The refugees look around. They see a bunch of white women who they essentially regard as inferior to them. Not necessarily an incorrect view, but they look at these women and they see things that they can fuck. I mean, obviously they saw her as something they could fuck because the refugees forced her down on a bed and ripped her clothes off. The rape was oral, anal, and vagina, sometimes with three rapists inside her at the same time while everybody was cheering and clapping. The gruesome rape marathon lasted for 7 hours. Seven suspects may have been involved, taking turns while drinking and getting high on drugs. Femistatist women let these people into the country. They clamor for these people to be let into the country in the name of diversity. And then the femistatist women get raped. And then the famous femistatist women find themselves having to defend these rapists from the evil patriarchal white men who wouldn't have let them into the country in the first place. And this is also a great example of how statism perpetuates itself. The femistatist says, let's let these refugees in, these refugees who just basically view me as a shell of flesh that they can rape whenever they want. Let's let them in. But now that they're here, we're going to need to be protected from them. And who's going to protect them? Well, they're not going to protect themselves. They're not going to get a gun. They're not going to get a husband. They're not going to get a bullshit detector. They're not going to get common sense or intelligence. Hi, I've never seen you before in my life. Will you come get in my car with me? Okay, sure. Oh my God. Like, ow, I'm a libtard. Like, oh, I believe in tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. Of course I'll get in your car with you. Why, you have brown skin. If I don't get in your car with you, I'm a racist. Oh my God. Right, so these women, these libtard, femistatist, dumb cunts, they're not going to defend themselves. They're not going to protect themselves. They're not going to do anything in the world that might reduce their chances of being gang raped in a refugee camp by a bunch of Muslims who rape 14-year-old girls and stone them to death for not being virgins. These femistatists are going to take no responsibility for their own choices, their own safety. So who has to do it? Oh, the state does. So now we need more bureaucracy, more government, more laws, more police officers. It's all a perpetuating cycle. Statists create the problems. You know, first, statists support the state. The state is there. You got a bunch of refugees who want to come in. The statists say to the state, well, yes, let them in the name of tolerance and diversity. So the state lets them in and, of course, has to build refugee camps for them and has to provide them with food and clean water and medical care, which requires spending a bunch of money. And then the refugees go out and rape people, which now you've got a crime problem. Now you've got women being raped. Now they're psychologically damaged. Now they need psychiatric help. Now they need medical care because they've been raped. Now you create more and more statism because you got to have all this stuff. You got to have the police now to patrol. You got to take all these people to court. That cost a shit ton of money. Again, how does anarcho-capitalism save this? How does anarcho-capitalism allow this to not happen? Well, anarcho-capitalist society, open the door. Hi there, you've never met me before, but would you get in my car with me? Well, no, I won't. Why don't you go fuck yourself? Well, no, I really want you to get in my car with me. Okay, hang on 1 second. Click. Bang, right in the head. You shoot him. Finished. Done. No money spent on trials. There's no rape. There's no money spent on fucking medical care to take care of the woman after she was gang raped for 7 hours. There's no money needed to pay a psychiatrist. There's no fucking police force needed. There's no refugee camp needed. All that money, it's not being spent. There's no bureaucracy. There's no laws. There's no state. All you need is a little bit of fucking common sense and a handgun. Problem fucking solved. But this, you will notice how femistatist will just fucking go insane when I say that women could stop being raped tomorrow if every woman had common sense and a handgun. You give every fucking woman common sense and a handgun, and you teach her to use both of them, rape would virtually vanish from the planet Earth. And this is one of the most offensive things you could ever say to a feminist, because of course the whole basis of feminism is that women are never responsible, cannot be held responsible, cannot be accountable for anything that happens to them. The asylum seekers were cheering and clapping their hands during the rape marathon while calling the victim whore and slut. For primitive Afghans, a whore means any non-Muslim woman, and rape is an accepted practice. But now, of course, let us remember that Islam is a religion of peace. A total of 11 rapists were suspected of taking part in the Afghan rape marathon. Only 7 were convicted. They got 4.5 to 6.5 years in prison. Those expelled are permitted back after a few years. The main suspect who tricked the victim to go with him to the rape den will not even be expelled. The victim is now in a wheelchair suffering from mental distress. Yeah, I mean, this is what they voted for in that country. Where the fuck was this again? Sweden. Sweden, man. That's what liberalism gets you. And we're closing in on that sort of bullshit in the United States as well. When you got the rampant need of statism to just let people, and it's not the running wild, I was about to say to let people run wild, but it's not the running wild part that is the problem. It's the lack, again, the lack of consequences. These people, I call them people, I shouldn't call them people, these animals, it's an insult to animals, these Muslims who raped this woman, 6 years in jail. That sends a message, doesn't it? Raping a woman will only get you 6 years. Again, anarcho-capitalist society. Doing this to a woman would get you dead. That's why this would never happen in an anarcho-capitalist society. In a statist society, not only do they only get 6 years in prison, during the 6 years they get air conditioning, they get heating, they get flush toilets, they get medical care, they get three meals a day, they get clean food, and providing if this woman does have a husband or a father or male relatives, if any of those men came looking for the rapist to kill them in retribution for raping her, the government, the state, would protect the rapist from the consequences of their actions. This is the beauty of statism. Statism protects the criminals, the evil people, the murderers, the rapists, the pedophiles from the consequences of their actions. Because as I've said before, if you're not a victim or a victimizer, you don't need the state. I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. Okay, sweet, it's 11:30. I'm gonna make it on time. Unlike other people who flake out and can't fucking do anything, I'm actually gonna be there on time to create value for other people and make a thing called money without voting Democrat.